Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. And no obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you. You know, raising children alone is not for the faint of heart. Yet, solo moms worldwide do it every day. And not only do we have to raise children, multiple children, solo, but we sometimes have to deal with major life challenges such as domestic abuse and financial hardship and major criticism from the peanut gallery. Today's guest, Queen Candice, candidly shares with us her life, her struggles, her journey as a solo mom, and she demonstrates how Black women shows resilience in their lives, in living their lives and bouncing back from the trauma that they experience, especially as moms raising children alone. Maybe you can relate. In this battle, it's hard to keep your head above the water. So win this fight. My guest today is Queen Candy, a spoken word artist, model, and CEO of Military Camp Records. Welcome, Queen.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, before we jump into our interview, could you tell us who is Queen Candy?
Queen Candy. We'll give you a short version. Like we said, spoken word artist, co-CEO of Military Camp Records, producer, writer, did a little modeling, small little acting roles, wife, mother, work during the day, just ordinary person, just, you know, trying to connect with people, you know, like yourself. And we love what we do, host of the Queen Candy podcast and the Queen Candy radio show as well. And I also do a show with my husband called Real Talk and Real Topics. So as y'all can probably tell, we have a whole lot of going on right now. So yeah, we pretty busy.
Okay.
Just a normal, average, quiet person state of myself, you know, just get out there, you know, do whatever we can and live life, and you know, we happy, so yeah, we're good.
Well, yeah, that's what matters, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what matters. All right, so what inspired you to start spoken words? Let's start there.
It's crazy. I actually started out doing like a diary, you know, everybody had a journal and stuff when they was teenagers and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It was from like 16 up until I was in my 20s. I was doing that and I was like, hey, this is pretty much the same thing as writing poetry. So why don't you, you know, just do that? So I started kind of taking, you know, everything I was going through, emotions and, you know, struggles, and just started putting in the poetry because we all know it rhymes. Well, it doesn't have to rhyme. I take that back. It doesn't have to rhyme. But if, whether or not it does, I've heard people do poetry and it's still nice whether it rhymes or not. But I just say that to say, that's what I did. I took that and take all that and put it into your poetry. And I started writing it first. And then somebody was like, well, why don't you start doing an open mic? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm shy. I'm quiet. I'm not about to do no open mic. So it was just always love poetry. I love Maya Angelou. I love Langston Hughes, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott. So those are some of the people I always listened to and looked up to growing up. So it was just something I kind of fell into. It wasn't planned, but, you know, I love it. I love it. It's such an expression, especially when I'm going through, and I know y'all know, it's going through so much and I can't talk to anybody. It's kind of like a free space, or open space, if you will, where I can express myself and not be judged. And, you know, people, they love it. I've done shows in Florida, Atlanta, Orlando, Tampa. Miami's been my favorite. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people just feel that. I have music on different platforms right now as well. So,
okay. Yeah.
So it's just something I kind of fell into. So it wasn't planned.
It happens. And, you know, people talk about, you know, people make fun, some people, about journaling. And I think journaling is that space where your creativity comes out.
Yep.
And yeah, and you're a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. So.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how do you use your platform to inspire Black women?
I'll explain it this way. Make the long story short, I've been through child abuse. I've been through the foster care system. Unfortunately, I hate to say, I've been through domestic violence. I'm like a 5-time survivor of domestic violence, been homeless with my kids, just faced a whole lot of struggles. And podcasting is also something I don't have to fall into. It's crazy. I never planned any of this, y'all. Just let y'all know. But I was actually on another platform with someone else doing their show, and I didn't like the way it was going, the direction it was going in. So I just kind of jumped on Google Apps, and I just looked up like different podcasting apps that I could get on, and Anchor was the first one I came across. So I kind of played around with it for a minute. I did a show here and there, and eventually I was like, you got to get serious with this. You need to do it. People need to hear your story. And everything I've gone through, I just use it now to hopefully spread positivity and motivation, and just let everybody know you're looking at living proof of struggle and purpose after pain. I hope I said that correctly, but it's just I do the Queen Candy podcast every Sunday, and I do my radio show every Tuesday evening. But I really love my podcast because I try to spread positivity and motivation, share my healing journey. And just let everybody know, you know, you can do it. Don't let anybody tell you what you can or cannot do. And, you know, my show is small, so I will say that, but I just hope to, you know, help somebody in any way, shape, or form. Like this month, I'm doing a domestic violence awareness month. So I'm focusing on that topic this month. Okay. And just to, you know, hopefully help somebody and, you know, encourage them, and in case they're feeling down or they feel alone or feel like I'm a failure, because I know what it's like to feel like you're a loser, like you're the black sheep. I've been through all that. And I can only say I just hope to help someone, no matter how small. Or I don't know. Just I love doing it. We in our fourth season now, about to close out in November. So it's been very beautiful. I love it.
It's good. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And, you know, if your podcast is only small, if you're serving less than one person, that's my belief.
That's true.
Because really, millions don't matter if you're not serving one, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I always thought it was so crazy. People focus on numbers and, you know, how many people are following you. I just never really cared about that. You know, if I can help one person, that's cool. I know the money will come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really worry about that per se, but like if I can just help one person, I'm good.
Yes, so. Absolutely. All right. Thank you. And as you know, this show is called Solo Moms Talk. And yes. I started it to serve moms who are raising children solo. And I heard you mention something about being homeless and domestic abuse, which I'd like to get into a little bit later.
Okay.
But I also, and I know you're married now, but I also like you to give us something, give us a view into that time when you were alone with your children and just struggling. And how did you escape that?
Oh, wow. When I was going through all the struggles, I had a few people that were there, but majority of people, they just turned their back. And I had my days where I cried, where I felt like a failure, especially letting my kids down. But they were like my biggest cheerleaders. They were like, Mom, we're going to be all right. We're good. So they played a big role because I wanted to give up. I did. Mm-hmm. It was like, I, why am I here? What is my purpose? I was like, I can't get it right. And the people I thought I could be cool with and trust, I went to them and it was a whole disaster, you know. And just day to day. That's the only thing I can really say. Like I said, my kids were such a big help. And I cried. We slept in the car together. They were with me in the shelter. And I don't know, I just had this vision and this thought in my head, like, this is not permanent. It's not going to be forever. You may not like it right now, but this is going to be for a purpose. It's going to be for a reason. And, you know, looking back on that, you know, I realized that now. So it was just, pulling myself up and, you know, just keep focused and just stay strong because I had four kids watching. So I didn't have time to feel sorry for myself or anything like that. And even on the rough days, you know, I still just kept going. I didn't really do anything special. I guess I was looking at the long road, the end result, you know, keep going. Because if you quit, you're never going to know.
Right.
You know, what can happen. So
yeah, one foot in front of the other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all you can do. And isn't it amazing that the same kids we're worrying about that, you know, we don't have the strength, we don't have what it takes, we are embarrassed by them because, you know, look where we found ourselves because of me. And they're the ones who are going, you know, I'll give you an example. So I'm a solo mom and my son, I keep talking about to my adult sons now, you know, you guys only had hot dog and Kool-Aid and sometime I didn't even have enough. And they're going, we don't remember that, Mom. They remember all the good things, right? And I'm looking at them. Because I'm worried. I'm thinking, I didn't do a good job. And they're like, what are you talking about? You know, one day my adult son called me from Texas and said, Mom, I am so grateful. I had to call you and let you know. I'm so grateful for you because I have a praying mom. And that's why I believe I'm successful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So all solo moms. Yeah.
It helps. And
yes,
I actually was talking to my daughter a couple months ago and she was like, Mom, I miss when we used to travel because I used to travel and do shows and stuff and they would come with me sometimes.
Yeah.
And they never say anything negative. Never say anything. So I can definitely. And we focus on that so much as moms.
Yeah.
Like, I failed. I didn't do nothing right. I didn't did this. I could have did that. But there's no handbook on how to. Yeah, you know, just do the best you can. That's all you can do.
Yes. And you never know what experience is going to build one of your children up. You know, you don't know. So, you know, you just do the best, right?
That's it. Just deal with the cards you've been dealt and, you know, the thing, you can either soldier up, you know, and deal with it, or you're just going to run from it.
Yes, yes. But,
oh, it's beautiful now. So I have a close relationship with my oldest daughter. She's in South Carolina now. She's 19, but I'm going to be a grandmother soon. So she's having the first baby, so we still talk, and I talk to my other kids. So I don't think they forget. They don't forget when you go through it. Yeah. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. Awesome. All right. So I'm going to ask you another Black woman related question. I don't think I focus on Black women enough here, even though I'm a Black woman, but it is what it is. I'm going to ask you, what are the challenges you face as a Black woman in the entertainment industry? Because you're in different areas of media. So tell us.
Well, I'm going to just be straightforward. I think the biggest challenge for me is my religious belief right now, because I am a Muslim woman. I don't know if you saw my name on LinkedIn, but I don't follow any other religion. And I think that's, I don't want to say been a hindrance, but a lot of people don't want to work with me because of that. I guess a different path or a different platform than they are. But I think that's the biggest hindrance.
Okay. And,
you know, I don't know if people pay attention to any of my platforms or anything, but I promote like crazy. Like every day I try to connect with people. But I think that's the biggest hindrance is because I'm Muslim.
Okay. But not necessarily because you're a Black woman.
No. I don't think that's it. No.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But I still keep going though. And my husband, you have to.
Yeah.
So he's been one of my biggest support. He just walked in the door. He's saying, smile at me.
Yeah.
He's my biggest support. Like, all right, baby, you already know. Keep moving.
Yeah.
He keep it real. Even when I don't want to hear it, he keep it real with me. So.
Okay. All right. So one of the biggest things that I talk about on this podcast is self-care and taking care of ourselves. And as mothers, our role is like multifaceted to begin with. But when we add career to motherhood, it becomes a whole new ball game. So how do you balance your career and motherhood?
Oh, man. I'm glad you asked that because, okay, when I lived in Florida, I had to balance everything because I was working a full-time job, doing shows, traveling. My kids' fathers, they did help out a little bit. The people I was dating at that time, they helped out. So I could do what I need to do. It did not come without its challenges, though, because it came back to bite me in the behind. But anyway, schedule. That was the biggest thing. And like I said, now my oldest daughter, she's in South Carolina, and my other three kids are in Florida. My youngest daughter with their fathers, and my oldest son, is with my mother. So I just keep in touch with them now. A couple of times out the week, make sure they're okay. If they need any money, I send them money, you know, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, I had to balance that out. It was hard to keep jobs. It was so hard because, like, I would have to get them to school at a certain time. I couldn't drop them off early. And then they get off work and go pick them up without a car. No problem.
Right? Yeah. In Florida and Georgia. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's awful. Yeah.
It was, they were in daycare, so they would come pick them up, but I would still have to get off and go get them by a certain time and have them to school. So I lost a couple of jobs because of that, because of the scheduling. And, oh, man, it was hard. So the only thing, I was like, okay, you got to do a schedule. Got to work during this time to this time. Get your kids. The only time I was scheduling these shows would be on the weekends because I knew I was off and I would have to have a hard time finding somebody to watch them. Like I was just saying a minute ago, if I didn't, they came with me. And I had a hotel and everything, so they were all good. They weren't in, you know, no danger or anything. But I just say to anybody in, I think people think that once you become a mom, that's all you're ever supposed to be.
Right.
No. You can do other things. Just prioritize. Like you just asked how you do your scheduling and all that. You just got a schedule. And if you can't do it, I've had to cancel shows because I couldn't go. You know, it wasn't the end of the world.
But yes.
Yeah, you know, so it's just scheduling and prioritizing. Make sure you're there for your kids. You know, but
yeah.
That's not all you have to be as a mother. You can be more than that. You know?
Yeah, definitely. It's true. Yeah. You do what you can, how you can, and that's the best you can, right?
That's it. I said, there's no handbook on how to do it, but
yeah.
I've had people try to stop me from doing so much. And it's like, even when I had my kids, even before I came up here to Chicago, like, I was just like, working a 9-to-5, this can't be it. There's got to be something big out there that I can do to hopefully help somebody and, you know, give my kids a better life. So I was always looking and searching, and, you know, here we are.
All right. Okay. Here you are.
Yep.
Amen. Okay. All right. Thank you. So what is Queen Candy grateful for today?
Oh, man. Health, peace, happiness, husband. But, you know, Islam, because it did help save my life. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Master Father Muhammad, to me, praise forever. Being in a better spot, you know, just... how can I put this? After feeling trapped and like people had their foot on my neck for so many years, it's the biggest thing for me is finally feeling free.
You know,
inner peace where I can just do what I love to do. You know, I don't have to worry about nobody judging me. And they still do, but now I'm in a better spot where I don't have to allow that to affect my health or, you know, just throw me off my path. You know,
just
happiness and doing what I love to do. Like I said, it's not about the money for me. I just grateful I get to do what I love to do, be around people that have my back and they genuinely love me. And my kids still support. I told my daughter I had a magazine. She said, "Mommy, I am so proud of you." And I almost started crying. I don't hear that often.
Mm-hmm.
I've been criticized, exercised, and judged. And that's a whole other story, but. Just being free, especially mentally, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just freedom and inner peace.
Yeah.
And that's something I think I'm always be working on. It's never going to stop. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool. It's going to be a process, especially after all I've been through, you know, still healing and whatnot. But I'm not in that dark place anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not miserable. I'm not. Not eating because I used to have a bad habit not doing that, stressed out, you know. Say, hey, babe.
Hi.
But I just did that because he's one of the biggest reasons why, you know. He don't like to take no credit, my husband. He don't, but I give it to him anyway because he was the only one that, like, really took the time to help me find that peace,
mm-hmm.
happiness. So I know I'm probably rambling on and on, but
it's okay. It's all right.
That's the biggest thing. Like, it's beautiful.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing and being so open with us. Now, can you give a solo mom 1, 2, 3 pieces of advice?
Solo mom.
Yes.
Find your purpose. Number one. Number two, like I said earlier, don't ever let anybody tell you that all you have to be is a mother. You can do so much more. Just mm-hmm. don't get caught up in these lies, this system, and what people think you should be. Be genuinely who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as just make it mean something to you, you know, whatever the case may be. And the third tidbit we would give is keep your kids a priority, especially if they've been there with you through the beginning. Later, day one, you know, keep them a priority. No matter what happens, and life is going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, but you can have heaven where you are, or you can have hell. You know, you don't have control over anybody. I think we all learned that by now. We're getting older. But you got control over yourself. You matter. You, especially to my black women, you are beautiful queens. You ain't got to be half naked or nothing like that.
Yes.
So, you matter. You're worthy. You're important. And anybody that tells you different, I just tell my baby girl, they are a lie.
Yeah.
They are a lie. You be graceful. You carry yourself like a queen, a true queen, because we throw that word around so loosely.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make no sense, but help somebody. You see another mom, help them. You know,
yes.
It don't diminish your light. It don't take anything away from you. You know, just be who you are. You ain't got to please the world.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, and the most important thing, it's okay to take a break, moms. It's okay to take a break. The world ain't going to stop moving.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, we know this mother, especially a single parent, is hard.
Yeah.
It's hard out here. Us and our sister, we were raised by a single mom, so we know. I used to watch her all the time. And I was one at one point until I got married now. But it's hard. It's okay to take a little break, especially for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Take you a little spa day. Sit at home. Chill. You know, a little wine or whatever. That's your preference. What else? Go for a walk. Enjoy fresh air. You know, and take things with yourself. You know,
it doesn't hurt.
But, you know, self-care. I think you said that a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Self-care. Take care of yourself. So, there's so many other ways we can describe it, but take care of yourself. Otherwise, you won't be any good to anybody.
Thank you, for sure. Yes. Thank you, Queen Candy, for coming and speaking to us today on Solo Moms Talk. Now, tell us how we could connect with you.
Okay, you guys. And thank you for having us on once again. You can check out the Queen Candy podcast on any podcast streaming platform. Anchor, iHeartRadio, Good Pods, and we're in the top 25 most listened on Good Pods. So we got the email a couple of days ago.
Okay.
What else? Spotify, Apple, any podcast streaming platform. And you can also follow us on any platform, Facebook, Instagram, our YouTube page, the Queen Candy Podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube page. Definitely,
you know,
I think that was it. Yeah, Facebook, LinkedIn, of course,
that's
where found.
We connected.
You can find us on the Queen Candy podcast as well. We're looking to have people on our show to connect with everybody. We offer radio play as well on our radio show, so you guys can hook up with us and connect with us on that.
Do you have any offers?
Yes, we actually offer radio play on our podcast and radio show. If you want to do 2 weeks, it's $25. And if you want to do a whole month, it's $50. So we do clean music only, no profanity. You send it to us, we'll check it out. You know, if it's acceptable, we'll move forward. So that's how we're going to do that process. And no gospel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's because of our religious beliefs. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. We'll put those links in the show notes. And so people could click on it and get to you. So thank you very much. I appreciate you coming and speaking to us today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hello, solo moms. As a solo mom of three adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life. To see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey, but it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward, create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling +1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today. And let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.